In the Fuller's Brewery Surrey County League Division 2, Chobham asked Hawley to bat first at Hawley Row. Matt Reid, 71, and Richard Waddington, 85, not out, saw Hawley to 226 for 4 off their 45 overs. Third place Chobham lost wickets at regular intervals and were restricted to 172 for 9 from their 45. Hawley duly recording their third league success. They need two more to confirm their status in Division 2 for next season. Hawley 2s went to league leaders Mitcham with a below-par squad, curtailed their hosts to 196 all-out, but were dismissed for a meagre 64, with youngsters Zach Collins and Archie Longley making 17 and 22, respectively. In Sunday's Surrey Trust League match, most locals would have expected High Flyers Oxted and Limpsfield to run out fairly comfortable winners, but Charlie Robbins, with 2 for 21, took 2 early wickets, Regan Derham, 2 for 15, kept the pressure on, and Archie Longley had 2 for 28, as Oxted were limited to 192 for 9 from 40 overs. In reply, a second wicket partnership of 88 between Matt Reid, 63, and Adam Razak, 45, was followed by 4 quick wickets, but teenager Daniel Razak and Andrew Thomas got the victory target in sight, with 42 required from the final 6 overs, 7 from the final over, and victory achieved off the final ball. Meanwhile, Hawley's Sunday Strollers lost narrowly to friends and neighbours Outwood Millermen. And in the Premier Division of the Surrey Championship, third-placed Weybridge proved the Llamas' nemesis, completing the double over the second-placed Park Lane Reigate Priory Club and handing leaders Sunbury a big advantage. Weybridge posted 272 for 7 in their 50 overs, and Priory fell 10 runs short on 263. With 3 games to go, Sunbury have 259 points, the Llamas 244, with Weybridge on 239, breathing down their neck. Priory 2 lie second in their division, and the threes are in fourth place. Now, Merstham's first team hung on to second place in spite of losing to St John Grammarians in the Fuller's Brewery Surrey County League Division 1, because all three teams at the top lost, and in fact the Magics even made up a few bonus points on leaders Merrow. Merstham made 225 for 6 with Joe Shinners, 72, and Arsalan Abbas, 70, putting on 135 for the first wicket, and Ben Baker, 50, pushing the innings on. Merstham reduced their hosts to 69 for 3 but dropped 3 catches and lost by 6 wickets with just under 3 overs remaining. In the Travelbag Surrey Championship Division 5, the second team at Merstham need one more win for the title after Cobham Ivorians made 184 for 8 in their 50 overs and were beaten by 4 wickets inside 44 overs, Joe Benson top scoring with 60. The third team clocked up another win, Ben Carter steadying nerves with 27 at the start before Struan Clark, 53, and Zeeshan Murtaza, 37 not out, took them to 172. And in the reply, John Coleman took 3 for 12 and Carter 3 for 16, as Addiscombe were 84 all out. Addiscombe 4s set the Magics 240 for the loss of 6, and only Khan Mohammed with 53 not out got the reply up as far as a paltry 102. In the Surrey Downs League Division 1, South Nutfield lost a close one by 2 wickets to league leaders East Horsley. South made 218 for 8 in their 40 overs, Chris Walker leading the way with 51. Jamie Hunt's 4 for 45 in East Horsley's reply meant that they had time but not many wickets in hand. In the end, they overhauled South in the 38th over for the loss of 8 wickets. South 2s made 293 for 7 in 40 overs without a 50. Tony Ferguson, 49 not out, Tim Bonger's 46 and Mohammed Fayez 44, the leading scorers. And Headley Old Freeman's 2s were reduced to 118 all out by Sachin Chama, 3 for 24, and Progress Karamba with 3 for 14. If you'd like your reports, results and news read out on the airwaves of Susie 103.4 on a Wednesday afternoon or on occasion during the Thursday evening back-of-a-length cricket chat show, contact me, david.jay, J-A-Y, at susieradio.com.